It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Are you looking to take your love of sports on the road? Well, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, or hockey, Elaine LaBombe, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, joins us with some fall sports travel suggestions. Hi, Elaine.
Hey, good to see you, Paul.
New Girl, school back in session, the leaves turning. Surely that means baseball playoffs and the start of the football season. The options are plentiful, but I'd like to hear your approach to combining fall travel with the abundance of sporting opportunities.
Well, I'll just say a couple things. I think what you want to do is choose something that's within driving distance. And luckily, where we are in Pittsburgh, we've got lots of options there. And think also some of the smaller markets, especially in the Midwest, where it's going to be easier to just get tickets on the fly. Those two things should keep you good.
And let's start with baseball, since our battling Bucks are still in the playoff hunt, and I want to hear from the naysayers. There are still some good ways to follow the Pirates along on their pennant chase, right?
Well, absolutely, and this weekend presents an excellent one. They're going to be playing the Cubs at Wrigley September 5 through 7, so get over there, get to Wrigley, some of those great hot dogs with that neon green relish. Go to the Yard Institute if you want. As well, I've got a little extra time. Next week, we're playing the Phils in Philadelphia, four-game series. We can do some damage over there. The Phils haven't had their best showing this year. So, regular tourist attractions, Liberty Bell, et cetera, will be less crowded in September. And then the Buccos wrap up in Cincy, September 26th through 28th, three-game series. Get over there. Go to the Over the Rhine neighborhood for some beer and have some Cincinnati chili.
Oh, you brought us some last year, and boy, was that good.
Good stuff.
What's your favorite ballpark, by the way?
I got to tell you, it is PNC Park. And as you know, I've been to a lot of ballparks. It just feels so cozy, so intimate. It's hard to beat. We are blessed.
I love PNC, but what made me think of this is you mentioned Wrigley. That's just the shrine.
Well, my second favorite, believe it or not, Royal Stadium in Kansas City. Had a lot going for it.
You love those Royals.
I do.
Let's shift gears to football. In this case, college football. We'll have more to say at a future time on the Steelers in the weeks ahead. But what are your favorite places in the region to experience college football?
Well, I guess we can't talk about college football in these parts without talking about Penn State. You got to visit the Penn State Creamery for some ice cream when you go up there. There you go. Always thinking food. Ohio State. The Short North neighborhood is fantastic. Get over there, close by OSU. A couple of games this weekend have some storied teams. Michigan's playing Notre Dame at South Bend this Saturday, and Navy playing Temple in Philly also this Saturday. But I love the idea also of going
to Annapolis,
Annapolis, yes, for Navy games and touring the Navy campus. You can't miss that.
I've never done that. I would love to get
amazing
there
tour.
Do that.
You'd love it.
By the way, at the Creamery, do they still have the Peachy Paterno?
You know, good question. I'm not sure.
I think they might.
It was there about a year and a half ago. Don't remember.
All right. Well, if you can find that out for us, it'd be an interesting.
Be back at you.
All right. and it won't be long before Sidney Crosby and the Penguins are back on the ice. I understand that there are some appealing preseason and early season games to add to the calendar.
Yes. Yeah, they're playing in Columbus September 23rd, and that is a facility that's rarely sold out, although they made the playoffs last year. That's a good place to see the Pens.
And you might, I don't know if there's tickets left, but that's where they're holding the All-Star Game. The All-Star Game is back this year. They don't do it during the Olympic years, but that will be in Columbus.
You are absolutely right. That's a nice place to see a hockey game. And then we've got one against Detroit on October 1st, the Joe. That has got to be the best old barn left in hockey. And I think there's talk in Detroit about a new stadium. Go to the Joe while you can. Love it. It's one of those if these walls could talk places. Playing Toronto Maple Leafs October 11. You know, go to the
great rivalry.
Oh, great rivalry and great neighborhoods there. Queen West. Go to the CN Tower. View from the top. Lots of fun in Toronto. Love it. Great venue.
Yeah, Detroit, where the city is bankrupt, but they're going to build a new arena anyway.
Hey, we have lots of new arenas here, too, so you know how that goes.
I do indeed. Elaine LaBombe is our travel contributor. As always, Elaine, great thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, our guests include Jeffrey Radice, director of No-No, a documentary opening in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. It tells the story of Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.